Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Rant Podcast. Your source for the latest on movies, TV shows, and video games. Get ready for ranting, raving, and reviewing. Here is your host, Lee.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Lights, Camera, Rant. And for this particular episode, I want to do something a little bit different. So, we've always done the news and gone to the reviews. However, we dropped our review just 2 days ago with Michael from the Star Wars podcast, where we wrapped up the season 2 finale of Invincible. And the big question was, after 2 years and 4 months, was it actually worth your time at the end of the day? So definitely go check out the episode where we answer that question in depth and break it down the entire episode. It was a fantastic time having Michael. Always a great time having him on. And if you haven't, definitely go check out the Star Wars podcast. So because we did that review the other day, this episode is all about wrapping up the big news in the past week to keep you guys, again, up to date, which, as I said, go check out our Invincible Season 2 review. Also, we are going to be reviewing this week Back to Black, which is the Amy Winehouse biopic movie. I've got special advanced screen tickets to that, and I can't wait to watch this and give you a review on it. It's not, obviously, it's something that I don't usually watch, which I think we all know if you're a long-time listener and watcher. But when I saw the trailer for this, I was like, there's something about it that's really got my attention on this. So I can't wait to see that. So you will be getting that review this week. And probably the really big review that we are going to be covering this weekend from this episode drops is we're going to get the first debut episode of Fallout, Amazon TV show, which is adapting the iconic game. And from the trailers, from the promotional material, it looks really good. But the biggest question is this going to live up to the same standard as we've seen with Twisted Metal, The Last of Us, Sonic, and keep on that upper echelon level? Halo Season 2, if you will, if you want to count that as well. So that's on the tables. That will it still be up at that level? And is Amazon got another killer show on their hands with what they've just done with Roadhouse, which has apparently been their biggest debut of a movie, original movie that's been on their streaming platform, with how many watches they've had, and with the fact that with The Boys, Invincible, so far Amazon is in banger after banger after banger, which is great to see, great for us. Great to watch it. So, biggest question is, will Fallout live up to the hype? Now, let's get into the news. Now, as I'm recording this, last week we got our very first official post of Joker 2. And on April the 10th, for everyone around the world, except for Australia, April the 9th, but here in Australia, April the 10th, we're going to be getting the brand new debut trailer of Joker 2, which is coming out in October this year. Now, that's really cool. Game trailer, awesome. Got the poster, cool. But that's not the most curious thing about this. So, the rating got released for this movie, and one of the ratings was there's going to be strong violence. Of course there is. So, it was the first movie. Very strong, drug use, violence. But the next part is brief, full frontal nudity. Yes, let me repeat that. Brief, full frontal nudity that's going to be in Joker 2. Now, I assume this is probably going to be Lady Gaga, but this could be Joe Phoenix. It could be him. At the same time, I'm a bit surprised. I don't think anyone's really gunning to see Joker's junk. But look, if you are, you might be in luck and you might get to see it this October. So keep your eyes out. Joker 2 trailer is dropping this week, and I can't wait to dive into it. But don't worry, there's going to be no forefront of nudity in the trailer. I highly doubt that. But it's coming. Also, now this we've been waiting for. It feels like we've been waiting for ages since this came out. But Wednesday Season 2 will be start shooting this month. They've already done a call out for extras to come into the show. So if they start filming now, filming could take up to, you know, depending on how they shoot it, 2 or 3 months, obviously, or less. So we're probably going to be looking about February, March next year for Wednesday season 2. As I said, it feels ages since we got season 1 and reviewed it on this podcast. But for all the people who are dying for more Jenna Ortega, don't you worry. She will be in the brand new Beetlejuice movie with Tim Burton returning and Michael Keaton. We got the trailer for that the other week, but that was a little bit like, I don't know. It felt like a trailer we watched and like, cool. Showed us nothing, but we already knew and nothing fresh. Just like, yep, we know that Jenna Ortega, family. It was really a teaser. There was nothing in that makes you go, oh, yeah, I'm really excited for it. It's like, okay, I'm excited, but like, didn't show me anything. But don't worry, you're going to be getting that later this year. And Wednesday season 2 still has no official release date. So that's why I'm saying probably Feb or March next year. Also, now this was something that felt like it got announced, disappeared, pretty sure it was in the bin and it was going to be going away, but not anymore. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake is still and currently in the works. It is alive and well. So the CEO of Solar Interactive has come forward and mentioned the game is still in active development. It's still coming with everything that's happened, but no official release date. It feels ages since we got the announcement of this. I was one of those people. As soon as it got announced, I was like, yes. Yes, take my money. When is this coming? This is going to be on PlayStation 5. I can't wait. I am hoping that they take their sweet ass time with this game to make it a picture-perfect remake as good as they possibly can. Because let's be honest, Star Wars Battlefront was a total shit show. That, and I know it wasn't going to do a remake, but that didn't add a whole lot that we were all waiting for. And the servers and everything else just turned to a bloody mess. Now, in saying that, I've been playing it by myself, single player, going through Galactic Conquest, going through all those old modes, playing the old maps. I've had no issues. The game looks a little bit more crisper, but that's about it. Is it worth the $50 price tag? No, it's not, especially when the fact that if you're going to play the game, you're just going to play Star Wars Battlefront 2 because all the maps are in there and all the characters and everything else in that. So, yeah, it's a little bit hit and miss. But I know if you ask anyone, it's more of a miss. But I'm enjoying it for what it is, just not sure about the price tag. So I think a lot of Star Wars fans, including myself, are like, take your sweet time and as long as you want with this because we don't want this to be a big pile of shit. Also, now this was a double rumor. So we officially got confirmation that the Silver Surfer will be in the brand new Fantastic Four film that looks to be set in the 60s, and it may not be on the same Earth as the MCU is on. This could be on a different Earth, different dimension, just the way it's looking. So we are going to be having a female Silver Surfer, which is playing by Julia Garner. Now, the interesting thing about this is that originally there was a rumor a couple of months ago that the Silver Surfer was definitely going to be female and Anya Taylor-Joy was rumored to take up the role. Whether or not maybe Dune or other roles with maybe a sequel involved with Furiosa, something like that, she may have passed up on the role, but Julia Garner is next. And I know there's probably a lot of people that are going like, oh, no, why did they gender swap? Silver Surfer, I would like to remind you that those people that in every single comic book character that you ever like, there is a female version of every single one. So there is a female version of Silver Surfer. So I'm up for it. I've got no complaints about it. We have got the guy Silver Surfer that we did get. And it was done fantastic with Lawrence Fishburne playing the titular character. That was a great, so being a female one, I don't think it's a gender swap. I think I'm all down for this. I think she'll do a fantastic job. And Fantastic Four is in full swing, especially the fact that if you saw Mr. Fantastic, Johnny Storm post that dropped just recently. Can't wait. Honestly, can't wait for this movie, and it's going to be a massive week between this and Superman. I was going to say Superman Legacy, but it's just Superman right now. But we officially have our Silver Surfer. Hollywood, when are you going to stop? But, you know, I'm one of those people I'm also for sequels at the same time. So, we got Matrix 4, which was hit or miss with critics, depending on who you talk to. But Matrix 5 is officially in the works. No release date, no mention of who's going to be returning or when, but Matrix 5 is in the works and it's on the horizon. So, look, if it's announced then, you're probably going to be 2 years down the track. So, I'd say end of 2025, 2026, you're going to be looking at this film. But Matrix, I want to know, are you hungry for a new Matrix movie? Are you hungry to see these characters and dive back in this world again? Like, do you want to? Or it's just like, you know, we got the Matrix 4. Let's end it. Let's do something different completely. This is called Matrix 5. There's no mention, of course, if it's going to be a reboot, anything like that. So, but yeah, Matrix fans, you tell me, do you want to see this film? Or you're like, again, Hollywood's just like, nah. Pump those sequels. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Keep pumping it. But also, we also got a brand new. This was completely out of nowhere. Completely out of nowhere. And I thought this was really cool and very different. Ah, it's good shit. So just a couple of days ago, we got the brand new trailer for Tales of the Empire. Now, for Star Wars fans now, last year we got Tales of the Jedi, which was great. 4 episodes going deep and diving onto Jedi characters like Count Dooku that we haven't dived in before. Not in the depth, and it shined a light on a particular of the history that we've never seen in film or animation. Now, we got Tales of the Empire, which the trailer looked fantastic. The animation looks crisp. And all the iconic characters are returning. General Grievous is back. And we're going to be seeing Morgan Elsbeth from the Night Sister from Ahsoka. She's coming back. I can't say after Ahsoka when I saw her character, I was like, and once I saw her die. Spoilers alert if you haven't watched Ahsoka, which if you haven't by now, I don't know what you're doing. You should be watching it by now. But when I saw her, I was like, oh, we're going to dive into her. We can't say that I was really like, oh, I really can't wait to see her backstory. I'm really keen for it, but no. She's getting her own episode. Thrawn is back, and it's just good times all around, and I can't wait to see this. And of course, these 4 episodes, 4 shorts are going to be dropping on May the 4th, which is less than a month away. But are you looking forward to Tales of the Empire? Do you think these stories are worth telling? Or are you just like, give me more of that Star Wars content? I don't give a shit. Also, this is what I'm really excited for is Daredevil Born Again has officially finished filming. That is done and dusted. Season 1 is in the bag. And I'm obviously going to start shooting Season 2 probably next year, early next year. And so Season 1, if they're finished filming right now, I'd say we're getting this Feb, March 2025, next year, we should be getting this. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, Daredevil Born Again has had such an up and down journey. It's not even funny. So it was announced. It's going to be 18 episodes long. Sweet. Cool. Now, there was a whole debate about who was going to be returning. Obviously, Charlie Cox was returning, and that was about it. And then they started shooting. They shot 6 episodes. And there was a little bit weird. It was going to be more of a lore TV show than the Daredevil Netflix TV show. They weren't going to bring back the iconics. Like, Foggy wasn't going to come back. Karen wasn't going to come back. And then we got the writer's strike. And then the show completely flipped. They restructured the show completely after the writer's strike was done. And they got all the Netflix characters back, all the iconic ones, they're back for it. Froggy, Karen, Punisher, Kingpin, Vanessa, they're all back in this. So, and then right now what's in question is the episode length. on, you know, are we going to get nine episodes? Originally did of Born Again was just going to be 18 episodes long. So it looks like they're going to be splitting into a season one and season two. And because of Daredevil Born Again and because of the restructure, essentially now Netflix shows are canon. This is the MCU Daredevil Born Again, but this will also be a Daredevil season four, basically. They're obviously going to tweak things to take in effect because of She-Hulk, the whole thing with the MCU, and what happened with Echo. But seeing the back-to-scenes, behind-the-scenes photos, I mean, bring it. Let's do it. It just sucks it's going to be a little far. I can't wait to see Daredevil back. I can't wait to see the Punisher back and hear that iconic, like, I can't wait. I really do hope that, not saying it has to be the exact same theme for Daredevil that we have saw in the next Netflix show, but if they can just tweak it a little bit to make it like the MCU version, perfect. Perfect. And I have no doubt that with this restructure and what's happened with it, it's going to be fantastic. Because the rumor was that they shot six episodes and you didn't see Charlie Cox wear the iconic Daredevil outfit until the episode four, which concerned a lot of fans. So there's going to be very interesting how this is all going to play out and what we're going to see. But Daredevil Born Again fans, Daredevil is done shooting, post-production. Get ready for the announcement. It's just a matter of time. Dune fans, get ready for Dune 3 as that's officially in development. Dune 3 Messiah, that is currently in development, which is kind of shock to no one. But Hans Zimmer is already working on the soundtrack for it. The director's already working on the script. But Dune 3 is officially a go. Time, I'd say 2026. 2026, 2027, we will probably see this. Currently, right now, Dune is the highest grossing film of this year, which shocks to nobody. What's going to overtake it? The only movie right now I believe that will beat Dune at the box office is Deadpool 3, and you can take that to the bank. Deadpool Wolverine will beat Dune 2 at the box office this year. But for Dune fans, happy to know Dune 3 is ready to go. It is right around the corner. And look, guys, I know this is a little bit short, but this was a little bit of a short episode, but that's the biggest news that's happened the past week. So stay tuned. Go check our Invincible episode. Definitely go check us on our socials. Join our Discord. We're always chatting. And, you know, if there's a particular movie or particular TV show you want us to review, or sorry, want me to review and be absolutely blunt, either shit, it's garbage, horrible, oh, sorry, and good, let me know. DM me. Let me know. Happy to watch anything. We also did review The Room. If you haven't watched The Room, please go check that out. It is such a fun time for all the wrong reasons. So, yeah, definitely hit us up. And, again, as always, until next time, happy ranting.
Thanks for listening to Lights, Camera, Rant. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, happy ranting.